Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
So, this weekend we had to take Lonnie to the doctor. And, you know, we went for something just, I mean, she's having some pain in her chest. And, you know, when we went in, it's probably just going to be something simple. It's okay. Like, you know, I wasn't worried about it or anything like that, but okay, like, let's just get it checked because it's been bothering you. And when we went in, let me tell you, they had a whole lot to say. And it was a lot of stuff that as a parent, immediately, my heart just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on? But halfway through her speaking, it was this thought of, you know what? No, like, you're not even sure about what you're saying. You're just giving me a whole lot of like, we think this is what might be going on. We think that this is, you know, I really think that you should be getting her checked for this and you should be doing, but they did all the tests and they did everything and there was nothing. And the thing is that that happens a lot in our life, right? People will speak things into our lives that, just like this song says, it's in that moment that we gotta say, hey, I'm coming alive. Because no, you won't come into my house. You won't come into my daughter's life. You won't come into my life because God has promised healing. God has promised me these things and I'm gonna stand upon them. It's what I really love about, man, I still believe you're moving. I still believe you're speaking. God, I receive your vision. Because we gotta come to a point where we say, no, you are of the world and I am not. And this can't stand in my life because you've promised me life and you've promised me it more abundantly. So I don't have to stand for these things. These things that people are speaking into my life, I don't gotta let them come in. We gotta learn to push and to really push hard against the things that the world tries to tell us. Because you've been given a promise. Yes. Whew. These are the things that are becoming so important in our lives that we no longer just sit in a church, but that we begin to take it everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. So, I'm just giving you one more testimony really quick. But we have been... I think everybody knows that the world has kind of been crazy. And we have been working our store like crazy. Just saying, God, we know you gave it to us and we know you're going to provide. And let me tell you that Saturday morning I went into our store and I was by myself. And I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna walk around the store and I'm gonna pray. And I did. I walked around our store and I prayed, and man, I spoke in tongues and I could feel it. And I didn't know what God's gonna do, nothing, but I just knew, God, I'm giving it to you. Because you're the only one. You're the one who gave it to me. You're the one who can make it prosper. And about noon, we got a phone call from somebody who, just to give you some background, vendors are crazy behind right now. I don't know if you've noticed when you've gone to stores, but everything's out. And it's because shipping's not happening, things are sitting on boats, there's all kinds of things that are going on. So it's made it almost impossible for stores to bring in what they need for a holiday season. And around noon, we got a phone call from a lady who was like, I have all this stuff that I ordered, and I really think it could be useful to you guys. And their store went out of business due to COVID, and they also had a Juve store. And when she brought it in, I was kind of just thinking, okay, like, it's probably just some, like, odds and ends of things that she had, but it's going to be great, right? As I started to go through this product, every single thing we were short on, she had in those bins. Everything that we were saying, man, we need women's shirts, man, we need these things, man, we need this. Everything was in those bins. And that's what God will do in your life when you allow Him to be the one who directs you. But it takes us realizing that we can't be a part of this world, that we can't do the same things that they're doing, that we can't be run by our emotions. We can't be run by what we see. We gotta stand upon the promises we've been given. Because that's the thing. Something as small as praying over store turns into things being provided. And that's the thing, is that even when you feel like it's small, it's not. Take it to Him, because he has exactly what you need. He has exactly what you need. And we got to come to a point as a church where we stop saying that we see healing in the Bible, but we don't believe that it can happen to us now. Because that's contradicting everything that we say then. If we're believing in a living God, why can't we believe that He's going to give us the promises He's given us? And that's the thing. It's got to come to us standing on it. Us saying, I will not take this as the final say. I will not take what these people think they're saying is it in my life, because I know that I believe and I serve in a God who can give me every single thing I need, who can give me healing, who can break bondage in my life, who can restore in my life, who can make all things new. That's the thing. All things new. He didn't say, if you're not too broken, if things aren't too bad. He said, I can make all things. All things. So why do we put a lid on top of things and say, this is it? No. We gotta allow Him to move in our lives. You gotta believe the words that are in that Bible that are telling you, because those are real promises. Just like you believe in a living God, all of those words are real. They are His promises to you, the things He's given to you. All you gotta do is stand on them. When those moments come against you in life, all you gotta do is you gotta say, I am more than a conqueror. God told me that with faith like a mustard seed, I can move mountains. So I'm going to move them. It takes us taking our place and saying, nope, I'm not standing this for this anymore. Because You have made me strong. You have given me everything I need. So let's go back into this song. And I know that sometimes I say things and I tell you to come up, and sometimes people do and sometimes people don't. But I am really going to encourage you. If you got some things this morning that you need some breakthrough, whether it be healing or restoration or any of those things, I just want to encourage you, come up, step out of your seats, just enjoy your time in worship. Step out. Know that God, You got this for me, and I am taking it this morning. I am storming by force because I want what You have for me. because he's got so much.
Hello. He says that tough times, we won't be without tough times. Things happen, and we don't have to fix them. We can see that with Gideon, you know, it wasn't Gideon's army that took down the walls. You know, it's God. We have to guard our heart. We have to definitely guard our heart, put on that full armor of God. But it's not us, and we don't have to fix it. And the holidays can be tough. They can be sad. They can be tough. As joyful as some feel such sorrow, but we don't have to fix it. We can just be with them and be still and let God, let go and let God just, he will.
I'm really blessed to be here today. A lot of you were saying prayers for me this past week, and I want to thank you for that. Because reality got a chance to hit me right across the face. And I'm really thankful for you all, whoever prayed for me, praise God for you, and blessings to you too. And I just want to say that what the devil meant for bad turned out extremely well. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the breath in your lungs that you're going to have. And what are you saying with that breath that you're coming out of your lungs? What's the breath of the words that are saying? Jesus says that he loves you. The Father loves you so much that he wants to take care of you. But he wants you to believe that what he's saying is true. And he's saying that clear water and salt water cannot mix. So what he's saying is that positive, speak positive about your situation. Speak what his word says, not what the world says. Once you start doing that, once you start looking at it and you're saying positive things, things are happening within our lives. But he's saying, I know, but I'll always be with you. I'll always be there for you. And if you believe me, then you have to know that I am going to do something about it. You're not alone and you'll never be alone, and that he'll be there. But he's saying, don't say negative things, because when you say negative things, you're agreeing with the enemy. When you're saying positive things, you're agreeing with him. So speak positive. Speak positive, because if you start praying and you start saying, I know somebody had talked about a family that they were missing their daughter and they couldn't get, and she would beg God, please bring my daughter coming home. Let us have the relationship again. And then all of a sudden her prayer changed to, thank you, Lord, that my daughter is going. Thank you, Lord, that this is going to happen. Thank you. And once she started saying that, then she saw God move. God can't move on negative words. He can only move on positive words. And he does not want you to not believe what his word says is true. He loves you too much for you to think that he is going to turn his face on you. He loves you. And once you speak positive, then know you're going to see God work.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, this mic is for y'all. Amen? Come on, if you got something you want to say. Yeah, come on, sis. What a gal. Come on. Yeah, lay it on us, man. Come on. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to give a testimony.
Yeah, come on.
Of when I got up this morning, you know, at my age, I wasn't feeling all that great. So I said, I speak life into my body.
Yeah, man. Praise God.
See, that's the first thing you got to do. I'm going to show you what happened when you pray. One day I was feeling kind of sorry for myself. I felt that God wasn't using me the way he was supposed to. You know, he told me I was going to be a soul winner, and I hadn't won any souls for him. I was a little bit down. Well, guess what happens the next day? So I told them to make me a soul winner, right? But I'm isolated. See, when God wants to get your attention, he isolates you. He separates you. Because that's the only way he can get our attention. Because we have surrounded by sounds all over the place. With the TV, the radio, the kids, whatever. So the next morning, I got up and I was not feeling good at all. And all of a sudden, my heart started running at 160 beats per minute. And I ended up falling in the bathroom, hit my head on the little garbage can, and passed out. Of course, my husband called 911. The ambulance came. When I came through, I thought all these people were on me, you know, putting all these things in my body, trying to see, and my heart was racing, you know. So they put me in the ambulance, and on the way to the hospital, I'm going, I speak life into this body. I speak life into this body. I don't know what's happening here, but this isn't part of God's will for me, you know. And I started witnessing to the guys in the ambulance. I said, no, you don't understand. God is doing something here. And I want you to know what God is doing. They thought I was a little bit, you know, loco. You know, I'm speaking life into my body. And he goes, your heart's racing ahead of you. You know, what are you doing? I get to the hospital. They rush me, and they're trying to find my vein. They can't do that either. They couldn't find my vein. So they call another guy coming in. I said, wait a minute. Let me pray over you. To help you find my vein, because I don't like to get poked. And he looked at me, and he was very depressed. And wouldn't you know it, his name was Samuel. Great name, right? Great name. So I said, hey, Samuel, that's a biblical name. God has sent you to me. So he starts telling me he was suicidal. I said, well, now I know why God put me here. So he prayed with me and accepted Christ. Within 5 minutes before he found my vein, and he found it right away, first hit, I already had won my first soul to the Lord. And my heart rate dropped instantly to 72 beats per minute. That's pretty good for my age. My blood pressure was normal. Think about this. What I had prayed for God the day before, that he wanted to make me a soul winner, and I wasn't winning any souls. By the time I got through, with no medication, no nothing, I was perfectly normal. And they said it was AFib. Now, for those of you that don't know, that's when your heart just takes off and just goes ahead of you. And I said, well, I'm normal now. He says, I don't understand it. Samuel is like on a loudspeaker. She doesn't need medicine, she's normal. And I'm like, yeah, you know? They say, well, so when the doctor comes in, I tell him, well, while I'm here, why don't you do an overhaul, you know, just kind of tune up. And they looked at me and said, what? I said, yeah, well, you got me here and I gotta pay the money anyway. You know, go ahead and give me a CT scan and do an MRI, do whatever you gotta do to make sure I am running correctly. Well, the CT scan showed that I had a mild case of diverticulitis. And I said, that's good, now I know how to pray. I know which organ to direct my prayer, right? By the way, I prayed with a guy, his name was Matthew, that took me to the CT scan. He accepted Christ too. By the time, then they said, we gotta keep you overnight. I said, okay, do whatever you gotta do to give me a tune-up. So I'm in the hospital, I get to meet my nurse. Oh, now remember, this is during COVID, okay? So the nurse was worshiping the moon god. She was from Taiwan. Well, she ended up praying with me. And then the guys that were on the night shift ended up praying with me. Let's just say, to cut it short, I had won about 4 souls to the Lord in that visit to the ER. Wow. And then God says to me, well, you told me to make you a soul winner. I said, well, Lord, I didn't expect to spend money, because, you know, to be a soul winner. He says, don't worry about that. Because you see, God will replenish everything that you put out. But he will be careful when you pray, because he will make it happen. He will do exactly what you desire. So I was telling this story to the waitress last night at Denny's. And she had poured out her heart and told me that she had AFib and that she went in and they operated on her and they did all kinds, and she had two children. She said, but you know, Carmen, I prayed that I would spend more time with my children, because I was spending not even 30 minutes a day with my small children. She said, and I asked the Lord to let me spend more time. I said, there you have it. He gave you more time, because now you're only working 2 days out of the week. You see, God provides everything we ask for. And that's what a great God he is. By the way, I also, the heart specialist, he was from India. They have a lot of gods in India. You see, there was a purpose in that whole thing that I went through. And to this day, I went for my year checkup, and the doctor goes, I don't know, Carmen, you're perfect. You got 120 over 80 and you're 72. I don't see nothing wrong with you. I guess, you know, have a great life. I said, thank you. He says, and by the way, I know all about Jesus. There was a whole purpose in that whole scenario. What I thought was a bad thing, God turned it around, made it a blessing. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Everything can be turned around, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Thank you, Carmen.
So I just want to tell you guys that I feel like God's speaking to me about faith. And in Hebrews, it says that faith is hoping for something that you don't see. I know I'm not saying it word for word, it's my version. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the scripture tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And if you want an increase of your faith, you need to get into the word of God. How can you pray according to his will unless you know what's in the scripture to be able to have the faith to pray for it? Amen. So if you need faith, if you need a measure of faith to increase, ask him and get into his word.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All hearts clear? Anybody else? Praise God. Well, come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, if you will open your Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Thank you. Praise God. You going to stay there and play? Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Good testimonies this morning. Amen. Amen. How many of you know that God knows where you're at 24 hours a day? How many say amen?
Amen.
You can't hide from God. Huh? Amen?
Nope. Amen.
God has sent me to the hospital a few times myself. And it is always because there's somebody that needs to hear something about God. Always. And so, hey, no matter where you're at, look around. Amen? Hallelujah. Forget about what's going on with you and look around. See what God's doing. Amen? You're going to find that probably those folks will probably end up telling you, hey, you're fine. You're good. It's just that God needed to get you there. How many say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. You don't believe me, do you? Yeah, that's true. It's true. God knows what he's doing. Amen. Luke chapter 22. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. God, we know. We know. How many say amen?
We know.
We know, God, that you have chosen us, that you have called us with a holy calling. We know it, Father. We know, God. We thank you for that calling, God. We thank you, Father. I Father, just as Lacey said this morning, Father, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Father, as we go through your word this morning, let us hear, Father, something we haven't heard before. Let us see something we've never seen with our spiritual eyes, God. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive from you today. This is the day that you have made. We rejoice and we're glad in it, Father. Open our hearts. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you don't agree, keep quiet. I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, what kind of pastor is that? Anyway, Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 31. Word of God says here, the Lord is talking to Simon Peter and says, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Amen. Amen. How many ever been sifted? How many ever felt like you've been sifted? You're being sifted. How many are being sifted right now? Anybody? Come on, man. I feel like right now I'm being sifted. Anybody else? Nobody else. You know what I mean when I'm saying you're being sifted? There's some things coming against you. There's something happened to you. I was telling the folks this morning, my mom used to have a sifter. She goes, hold this over the bowl. I'm going to put flour in it. She was making tortillas. I never knew what it was for because I just turned that thing and it had a little, looked like a screen door screen on the bottom, and it had a little wire that went around in circles, and I just turned it. And it just, I mean, nothing would end up. I thought it was like a filter, but everything would fall down. I said, Mom, just throw it in the bowl. Why do you need to be doing this? I just learned this morning. One of the ladies said, who's that? Told me that. Shirley. That thing is putting air in the flour to cook with. I didn't know that. My mom just said, shut up and put it in there. Okay. Seems like useless work to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that word sifted is an old, old word. Do you know that? It actually, the word means, riddle. Isn't that weird? When I looked it up, the Greek word for it is sinazo. Sinazo. Everybody say sinazo. Sinazo. Say it again. Sinazo. And it means to riddle. It means to place a hard question within. And this is what Jesus was telling Peter. He says, you know, the enemy is trying to riddle you. Can I tell you, when you're going through stuff, sometimes it feels like, God, are you ever going to answer? How does it feel like to you? Anybody like that? You know, I know that God has answered, and God has answered, and God has answered, and God has answered over and over in my life. But still, there's things that I'm praying for. I say, God, are you ever going to answer this? I'm asking you, Father, are you ever going to open this? Are you ever going to heal my granddaughter, Lord? I know she's healed according to the word of God. I know that. Father, where's the evidence? God, show us the evidence. And so the sifting, how many know it's good for you? Is that right? It adds air. It has air. How many say, come on, man. You got this. How many know that the Spirit of God is a breath? Do you know that? It has air. I say, after she said, I started thinking. I go, wow, that's really profound. I like profound thoughts. How many of you guys ever get any profound thoughts? Yeah, I'm thinking, man, it adds air. It has air. It has the Spirit. That sifting does. Isn't that cool? That's cool, man. I really loved it, man. So yeah, I was getting blessed when I was thinking about it. I was forgetting about the chords I was at. Praise God. Had to get a brother up to show me a count. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Isn't that right, Steve? Thank you, brother. 1, 2, 3. This again. Had my mind on air. Had my mind on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. How many love the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Jesus told Peter, he says, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. That conversion, I mean, when Jesus spoke to him, he said, who do men say that I am? Peter received a revelation. And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living. The conversion hadn't happened yet. That was building to the conversion. Can I tell you something, sister? Just, you know what? We ask people, we ask God to give us souls. Is that right? But can I tell you something, that the Holy Spirit is always working on souls? He's whether you're there or not, he is the soul winner. Hallelujah. All you are is a messenger. Amen? Come on, man. All you got to do is open the door. Say, hey, man, you know what? God loves you. I'll see you later. Take off. Whatever. Sometimes we have the opportunity to lead people to the Lord. Amen? Other times you just glow. You just show them, hey, this is what God's all about. Hallelujah. It's crazy. Peter received a revelation, said, hey, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. That wasn't the conversion. Jesus walked with Peter. Peter walked with Jesus, followed him around. That wasn't the conversion. How many say amen to that? Do you know when the conversion happened? They were all in an upper room. And the Word of God says they were praying. And it had been a while now. It was on the day of Pentecost. And all of a sudden, there came a sound of a rushing, mighty, what?
Wind
adds air. This air ends up in there, and they were all baptized, and they all spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance. How many say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Peter was now converted. Amen?
Amen.
Because there was a difference when he went before he went in that room, and then when he came out, he preached that day. How many remember that? Remember that? How his conversion was, and the Bible says, "Hey, Jesus told him, when you're converted, turn around and strengthen your brothers." Amen. Is that okay? Can I tell you something? When you come up to this mic, you're strengthening folks. Can I say that to you? That's what that mic is for. Hey, I love preaching. But, you know, God is saying it's about the body of Christ today. We are members one of another. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
So you can minister. I mean, you know, how many ever smashed your thumb? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does your mouth get involved with that most of the time?
Yeah.
How come? Ouch, because it hurts. Is that right? Or your other hand. See, we are members one of another. We are of the body of Christ. I mean, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's important that we understand that we're all ministers. Do you know that? You're all ministers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If it takes all day long to get done, it's okay. I'm fine. All I know is the Holy Spirit said, do it, and we're doing it. How many say amen?
Amen.
Come on. That's what I want to do. I want you to be able to. I want you to just, whatever's on your heart, get up and speak something to the body of Christ. It's cool. It's good. Amen.
Amen.
Conversion. He was a. Peter was converted. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 says this. This is what God's word says. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. I mean, you know that God has placed you on a path. You, this is what I call a growth scripture, and I've got other growth scriptures. It's just this kind of a thing where it really does have a growth concept to it. First, you receive to as many as received him. To them gave he what? The power to what? To become a son of God. How many of you know that He's got you on a treadmill. I mean, is that okay? He's got you on a treadmill, and he's taking you someplace. He wants you to be like him. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Be Christ-like. Amen?
Amen.
That's where he's trying to get you. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I want you to look at this for a minute, because this is a scripture that I love. Peter is strengthening the body of Christ here. He's strengthening us. Amen. This is our power verse, actually. Verse 3 is, but it says, according as his divine power. Can we start with verse 1, Terry? Let's just start with verse 1. I'm sorry. It says, give me a second. We'll get it rolled up there. Hallelujah. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God. Listen to what he's saying. Who's he talking to? He's talking to you. Have you received faith? Have you received, says, you've obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied. Does anybody like that?
Oh, yeah.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. See that scripture? This is Peter speaking to us. He's strengthening the brother. God has already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Do you know that? Are you positive of it? Do you know that he's already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness? Is that right? Everything. Look at your neighbor and say, I got it all, bro.
I got it all, bro.
Yeah, look at your other neighbor and say, I got it all, sis. Hey, you got it all. Is that right?
Yeah.
Where is it? It's inside you. It's in there by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit that dwells in there carries everything, all the promises, everything you need. It's already sitting inside it. Is that cool? Is that right?
Hallelujah.
You got to know that. You got to understand that what God has done with his son, it's a done deal. Is that right? He's not adding to it. Doesn't need to. It's already done. Everything is done. Can I tell you, I really believe God is waiting on the body of Christ. He's waiting on the church. He's waiting on us to receive the things that he's given us. To receive with understanding. How many of you know that sometimes it's hard to understand what God's saying? Is that right? Oh, come on, man. Sometimes it's like Peter. Okay, you know, you're going to deny me three times. I've never denied. Yeah, you're going to do it three times. Okay, I guess. You know, whatever. Sometimes we don't get it. How many say amen? Yeah, God's trying to get us to get it. Amen? Verse 4. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and what?
Precious.
What kind of promises?
Precious.
What kind of promises are these?
Precious.
Great and precious. Amen? Great and precious promises. Is that right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, they are better than gold. Amen? Those promises, I talked about it last Sunday. These things are better than gold. The promises of God that you find in the scriptures, get a hold of them and hold on to them. They're great and they're precious. Most of the time, you're going to find a promise when you're going through something. God's going to quicken his word to you so you can see the promise, and then I can begin to walk in. How many say amen?
Amen?
That's how God loves to do it with you. He wants you to see the promise and walk in it. He doesn't want you pulling some card off of your kitchen table. Oh, today's promise is, you know, hey, whatever. Promise card. God said, forget the promise cards. Toss it out. Get into my presence. Get into my word so I can show you. I can lead you. I can guide you. Because, folks, we are in a time where the world needs the body of Christ. They don't need anything else. They need the body of Christ. We're going to see it today. Hallelujah. He's been giving us precious promises that you might be partakers of the divine nature. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
That you might be partakers of that divine nature. What's he talking about? You might be like God. That you might be like Jesus. That you be just like God. Is that right?
Yeah.
The Philistines got after Jesus, and they said, who do you think you are, man? You think you're God or what, man? And Jesus said, didn't it say in the word that you are all gods?
Right.
See, we were created in the image of who?
God.
Of God.
Amen.
Hey, quit denouncing. Quit putting yourself down. Amen?
Right.
Well, nobody's perfect. Hallelujah. Do you have Noel? I've had people tell me, well, nobody's perfect, brother. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm only human. Come on, man. What are you doing? You're giving yourself an excuse. Is that you're building excuse after excuse? So you're denying what it says here, that you might be a partaker of the divine nature. God wants you to partake in his nature. Ooh, and think about what his nature is like. Think about what his sister said, it's your words. Watch your words. Watch God's words. Light be. Poof. Let there be a firmament in the heavens and waters in the below. And boom, it begins to happen. That he wants you like God. Like him. Hallelujah. Partakers of the divine nature. Ooh, Ooh, man, that's different. Is that right? That's different. Most of the time, we're partakers of whatever's around us. Is that right? People start talking about COVID. Well, we're talking about COVID. People start talking about what else, brother? The president. Politics. They start talking about politics. Oh, man, we start talking about politics. That's not the divine nature. The divine nature, speak the word of God. Tell that person, hey, God loves you, man. He loves you. You know why? I know because I know he loves me. And I was the worst. How many say amen? You might not have been the worst, but point at me and say, you were the worst, bro. Tell me, man. I was the worst. Paul said I was above all sinners. You remember Paul? What did he do? He would take the church and take them into, and they would persecute him and even kill him. Yeah. The divine nature. That's what he wants for you. That's what he has for you. DNA. Or is that, what is that? What's that? What's that? DNA.
That was close.
DNA. Let's go with it. You see everybody laughing. Quit laughing at me. DNA, what? Divine nature attributes. How's that? Amen. He wants you to have the attributes of him. Is that cool? He tells you that all the time. Says in the word of God. Find it. It's all over the word. He wants you walking around with the divine nature. Is that cool? That's really cool. I really believe. Because I believe it will cause people to see things they've never seen. You ever had somebody just looking at you, man, you're weird. No, I'm saved. Praise God. Now, what you're seeing is the Spirit of God. I used to tell the young people in my youth group, I said, look, girls, guys, when you guys are walking through the mall and the guys are gawking at you, guys, when the girls are looking at you, I got news for you. They're not seeing your ugly mug. They're seeing the Holy Ghost. It's beautiful. God, the Word of God says he's a diadem that's upon us. Amen? His Spirit is attractive. Can I say that to you?
Amen.
It will attract it really well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Divine nature. The divine. Did everybody say the divine nature? No. You got to do the divine. That puts a triple on it, man. Da-da-da. Yeah, whatever. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That divine nature, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, look at this. It says this, you are of God, little children, and overcome them. Who? The world, amen? He's talking about the world in this. He said, you're of God. You've overcome them. And then it says, because greater is what? He that is within you than he that's in the world. Greater is he in you than he that's in the world. You see, you've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness, and it's him. Is that right? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is that right? Hallelujah. You know what? I'm out of his cage. Yeah, you didn't get it. Never mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, 17. I thought Denise was going to preach my message the other night. It says this, beloved, let us love one another. Amen? How many say amen?
Amen.
But see, God's not talking about human love.
That's right.
He's talking about a new kind of love. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
He's talking about a love that's been poured in your heart by the Holy Ghost. He's not talking about your natural love. The natural love that we have, hallelujah. Can I tell you this? It's kind of useless in the kingdom. Do you know that? See, Peter was acting with natural love. Jesus said, you know, I'm going to be arrested, and I'm going to be taken and treated really bad, and then they're going to whip me, and then they're going to hang me on a cross. And Jesus is telling the disciples, and Peter says, not so. Be it far from you, Lord. And Jesus looked at him and says, get behind me, Satan. For you savor the things that are of the world and not of things of God. You are looking. See, that was a natural. How many say Peter was good with that? I would have probably done the same thing. No, Lord, I don't want you. I mean, you ain't going nowhere. We'll hide you. No. Our love would have stepped out that right. See, He's not talking about that kind of, he is talking about the kind of love that says, I will lay down my life for my friends. Is that right? Amen. I will lay down my life for the world. That's the kind of, do you know that when you get saved, everything becomes brand new? Amen. Everything. You become brand new, even though you keep messing around with the same stuff you used to 10 years ago. You better not be, amen? Come on, God has, like I said, he's got you on a treadmill. He's building you, man. You could be a mighty man or woman of God. He's building you and strengthening you. He's got you on a treadmill. Stay away from those things, but everything is brand new to you. Even the peace that you have, it comes from God. The love that you have, it comes from God. The joy that you got, the joy of the Lord is my strength, it comes from God. The long-suffering that you would have to somebody just bothering you, you just keep treating them good, comes from God. Everything comes from him in this kingdom. Do you understand that? Try not to hold on to your old stuff because it doesn't work well in the kingdom. Can I say that? Your own peace, well, what I do is I get me a cup of warm milk and I feel the peace of God when I drink it. Shut up. Amen? The peace of God that comes on your heart when you're praying. Like Rebecca was saying, she went and started walking around that store praying. And how many of you know? Yeah, I know you do. As you pray, you sense that peace. Even though something's happening that you don't know how it's going, you're being perplexed, you're being a little bit riddled. That peace of God is coming upon you and it's watching over you. And you know that God says, hey, I've got you. How many say amen? Praise God. Is that right? Oh, hallelujah. That one that's within you, as he is, so are we in this world. It says, everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. Beloved, let us love one another. Is that the scripture that I was looking for? Hallelujah. I'm sorry, John 4:17, if you would. For chapter 4. Herein our love is made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. This is a statement in the Word of God that God is saying to you. I want you to know this. Write it down. Put it on one of those flashcards. Stick it on your mirror, that as he is, so are you in this world. As he is, so are you in this world. How is he? I think he's fine, wouldn't you say? I think he's good. How many say amen? And so, as he is, so are you. How many say amen to that? I don't care what your riddle looks like. Amen? I don't care what your sifter looks like. You are as he is because the Word of God says it, period. Amen?
Yeah, how can God keep me like,
hey, come on, man. Hallelujah. Stand on God's Word. Amen? Praise God. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Look at this. Word of God says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Is that right? More than conquerors. Amen. How many of you like being more than a conqueror? Anybody? You like being more than a conqueror?
Yeah.
Is it nice? I got a question for you. What is more than a conqueror? Come on. I just got through telling you. Greater is he that is in me. I am. See, the Word of God says you have the divine nature. That's more than a conqueror, wouldn't you say? You are like Jesus. Jesus is within you. You got to get that. You got to understand it. Oh, hallelujah. It's not something to be walking around saying, man, I'm the man of God. Get out of the store. You don't do that to people. Hey, there's a humility in knowing the things. I mean, do you think Jesus did that everywhere he went? Bam, you're dead. Bam. No, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus came because he loved people. Is that right? And his humility plus his power, come on, man, created what? Whoa. There was masses of people going to see him. They wanted to touch his garment. I mean, it's funny when the world does things. I was thinking about that thing that happened in Texas, which is sad. But that, what they call it, a crowd surge. Is that right? The crowd surge. And because of that, people were injured and killed. Jesus had crowd surges. How many say amen to that? Yep. There was a woman that surged the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. Here was this crowd surge. And they said, hey, man. He said, who touched me? He said, what do you mean? Everybody's, man, it's a crowd surge going on here. God, what do you mean who touched you? Somebody touched me because he touched me with faith. and I felt something flowing out of me. Can I tell you something? When God has a crowd surge, amen?
Yep.
Ooh, it's something totally different, amen? Yeah. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, gosh, man. Are you guys awake? Praise God, hallelujah. Man, I'll tell you, I say, praise God. First Peter talking again, encouraging us, amen? Everybody say this, Peter, encourage me today. Encourage me, come on. Let the word of God encourage you, okay? Here's what the word of God says. Starting at verse 21, says this. For even here too were you called. Who called? Say me. You were called. Here were you called because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Oh boy. Nobody likes to hear that, right? Follow his steps into suffering. Come on. Know this though. Whatever you go through, that sieve, just think about that. Just think about that. That sieve. He's adding air to you, man. He's adding some spiritual depth to you. He says, even here too were you called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin. Number one, this did no sin. Amen. Neither was guile found in his mouth. Amen. Always said the right thing. How many say amen to that?
Yeah.
Even when he was being ridiculed, he said the right thing. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. Amen?
Yeah.
When he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who did he commit himself to? His Father, right?
Father
God. Ooh, come on. And then it says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Here's a place right now. If you don't know that Jesus died for you, this is the best place to be. Jesus died for you. He went to a cross, took your sins with you. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Never to look at him again. How many say amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's a done deal. How many say amen?
Amen.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
Very good of God, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Don't let anybody or anything talk you out of who you are. You are sinless in this earth. Come on, can I tell you that?
Yeah.
He paid for your sins. Yeah, well, what about next week in case I fall? Yeah, you know what? The Word of God says that he knows the end from the beginning, and he chose you. Being that you're chosen, he died for you. Is that right? Come on. He died for you. Being that you're chosen, he died for you. So that thing that's been troubling you, it's already paid for, even the ones in the future. But this, let me tell you something. Do not get, I can do anything I want then because it's already paid for. Hey, God knows your heart. Amen? You can't fool God. You might be able to fool your mom and your dad and your kids, but you ain't fooling God. He knows when you have a heart after him. Amen? He has washed your sins away so that you can find a place in his presence so you can hear him one-on-one. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He died in his own body on a tree that we, being dead to sins, should live under righteousness. And then it says this, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen? Isaiah 53, the Bible says that Isaiah spoke it this way. He says, by whose stripes we are healed. Peter spoke it, you were healed. How many say amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, look at your neighbor, say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Yeah, well, I say, it's a done deal. Everybody say, it's a done deal. I'm healed. Pa. Everybody say, praise God. Everybody say, yeah, good. Praise God. I want you to look at something now. Psalm 103. Sorry, Terry. God's just got me. Psalm 103. Let's look at this real quick. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Is that what it says? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And then he says it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Why is it saying it twice? Oh, man, because he's getting blessed. There's a blessing going on. Yeah, bless the Lord, O my soul. He's getting fired up. And then he says this. Forget not all his benefits. Can I tell you, I don't care what kind of hospital insurance you got. I don't care what it is. It will not beat the benefits you're about to look at. How many say amen to that? Come on, these are real. These are the promises of God. It says, number one, he says, Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forgetting all his benefits. Benefit number one, it says, he forgives all your iniquities. Is that right? He forgives all your iniquities. Number two, he heals all your what? How many?
All.
Oh, man. Is, how many is all?
All.
All is all. All's always been all. It's all the time, and it's always been all. So all, he heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. How many saying?
Amen.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Is that a promise? Come on.
Amen.
That's better. Hey, that's... I was trying to think of that guy's name. It says Jake from State Farm. That's better than Jake from State Farm right there. Come on, man. Is that right? Yeah. Jake from State Farm. Hey, he's gotten pretty popular, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Man, he's with all the football players, basketball players, man. But it doesn't beat this. He says, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. How many say amen?
Amen.
I like it when my granddaughter's next to me, because I put my hand on her shoulder and I'll kind of make her walk with me, or I'll put it on her head or whatever. I just love it. I want to crown her with tender mercies and loving kindness. And how many say amen? Do you understand? Yeah, that's why God is with you. He just crowns you. It's like he places a crown on you. Hey, you look real good. You look good. You guys, how many of you saw The Chosen? Anybody here see The Chosen? A lot of folks did. But I loved it. One of my most favorite parts is when he asks, hey, give me a shawl for the leper. And they're all, no, he's just one. And he gets this green, right?
Yeah.
And he puts it on, and the guy gets healed. And Jesus says, hey, man, he looks at me, he goes, not too shabby. I loved it. I loved it, man. I can picture Jesus just like that. How many say amen to that? I can just see him, his loving kindness, that he loves his people. He loves you. He's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to build you and strengthen you. Hallelujah. And the time we live in, folks, if there's anything we need, we just need him, sensing his loving kindness towards us. Is that cool? As it says right here, he satisfies your mouth with good things. Amen?
Hallelujah.
So that your youth, let's say your youth is renewed like the eagles. Woo! How many of you like getting old? Does anybody like getting old? Come on, man. I mean, I try to tell people, don't ask me how old I am. Say, how young are you, Hank? I say, man, I'm not going to tell you. Hallelujah. He satisfies your mouth. Your mouth. He satisfies your mouth with good things. What are those good things? It's his word. He satisfies your mouth with the word that he places upon you. His loving kindness, his tender mercies. He goes, hey, eat this. Give you a word. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go back to Peter 2:21 through 24. I just want you to look at this. Peter 2:21 through 24. I want you to look at where it says, even here too, you were called because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was God found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, but when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body, right? And by his stripes you are healed. Folks, that is, the word of God says, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line. All these words, all these things that you find in the Old Testament, God says, I am the God that heals you. How many of you know that?
Amen.
Yeah, he says, and I will put none of the evil diseases that I put on Egypt upon you. Did you remember those?
Yeah.
God, these are all word upon word, line upon line, precept upon precept, where God is saying, my friend, my son, my daughter, you are healed.
Amen.
You were healed when Jesus took those stripes on the cross. Let me say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't care what your body's telling you. Don't care. You shouldn't care either. You should say, hey, shut up. His word says I'm healed. Amen? Come on. I mean, you got to push for what you want. 1 Peter 2:21 through 24 says this. Is that what we just got through reading? I'm missing a piece that I'm looking for. Hallelujah. Let me see. Through 24. Is that through 24? Oh, here's 24. It says this. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? Can I tell you in Romans, the Bible says that we are saved by hope. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you know that? You're saved by hope. We're saved by grace. Amen?
Amen.
It also tells us that we're saved by hope. Hope that is seen. Hope that is seen, says here, is not hope. Is that right? Why would you hope for something that you already got? Is that right? Hope that is seen isn't hope. It should be gratitude. But not hope. Hope that is seen is not hope. That's what it says right here. The word for hope in the Greek is elpiso. Everybody say elpiso. Look at your friend and say elpiso. Go like this. Wake up. He's not done yet. Elpiso. Elpiso. What does elpiso mean in Spanish? The floor. We got it. Yeah, it's cool. It's a place to stand. Is that right? It's a place to stand. How many of you know that God loves foundations? Yeah, he loves foundations. He's going to build and build and build your foundation by the word of God. Is that okay with you? Is it okay that you start out, you know, you just got saved and you can barely move here. But all of a sudden he starts giving you words and you start moving out a little further, a little further, a little further. Before you know it, this whole planet is your foundation. How many say amen?
Amen.
Oh, come on. We're headed that way. Do you know that? Oh, man. I mean, you guys say, what are you talking about? The planet? Yeah, this planet. Is gonna be, it's set in the scriptures that this kingdom rules the planet. How many say amen to that? How many say? Well, I don't know about that. Well, read your Bible, amen. Look at it because hey, this kingdom's coming. Jesus told us to pray for it. Amen. Hallelujah. El piso. This is what the Strong says about to expect. Confide, anticipate with pleasure. How many like that? Anticipate with pleasure. Does anybody have something you're hoping for and you're so fired up about it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom, when I proposed to Rosie, I said, I know Rosie's already laughing. She goes, my mom told me, you got to buy her a hope chest. A what? A hope chest. How many of you got a hope chest? Ladies, how many got a hope chest? There's one. Come on. Giselle, you got a hope chest? Make them buy you one. Yeah, come on. Come on, man. Hallelujah. A hope chest. I go, Mom, a what? You got to buy them a hope chest. What do I do with that? What's a hope chest? I thought it might be a little thing you put on your dresser. That's a big thing. It's where a bride-to-be will put her, I don't know, bedding and I don't know what else. What napkin. I would say doilies because my mom used to make doilies. Anybody know what a doily is?
No.
Yeah, come on, man. my grandkids, what? Doily, yeah. But all the things that she wants to use as a bride, but it's mostly bedding and stuff because it smells like cedar. Beautiful thing. And it's a joyful expectation of something that's coming. It's not here yet. Is that right?
Amen.
And that's what God is saying. Hey, put things in. Allow the word of God to saturate your spirit, bringing things of what he's taken you because he will give you things that he's taken you personally towards. Is that okay? Yeah, I mean, folks, we are not carbon copies of one another. How many say amen to that? That's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes the body of Christ so awesome because we're not carbon copies. It's because we're all a little different. You all are a little different. gotcha. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. But I want to tell you that the word of God says that by his stripes, you were healed. Okay. Give me just a second. Can you put Romans 8:24 up there just real quick, just so you can see I'm not lying to you. The Word of God says that you are saved by hope. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not. Oh, we had it up there. Didn't we? Hallelujah. I feel God saying something to me. I don't know if I know where the scripture's at. Hold on just a second. Thank you, Lord. Terry, it's in verse 24. I probably just need to keep going. We are saved by hope. No. 1 Peter. Can I? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. We had it up there. That we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Is that right? We were healed. What I want you to do, I feel the Holy Spirit just wants you to look at this is just look at it and listen, okay? Listen. Everybody listen. Listen. Everybody look at your nose. Listen. 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 Who is that? Don't say that. Listen. It says that we being, the Bible says dead to sins, is that right? Why does the Bible say that we are dead to sins? Because Jesus paid for him, right? You are dead to sin. Is that right? It's very important that you understand that part. It's very important that you understand who you are and what you are, because it is something that God has taken the body of Christ to. You're going to see it here just a little. Being dead to sin, I was talking to a brother. Well, actually, it was actually his daughter. And what I said to her, I said, listen, you tell your dad that the Word of God says that we cannot die because we already died. Right. Is that okay? Yeah. Now, I know some of you, but I would say you just need to look at it, okay? But I'm going to give you a few scriptures because God wants me to speak this to you. It says this in Romans 6:23 says this. The wages of sin is death. Amen?
Amen.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So what do you want, death or life? It's up to you. Yeah, it's pretty. Everybody say, what do you want?
Life.
I want life. Amen.
Life.
So according to the Word of God, that the wages of sin is death, but Jesus took your sin and died with your sin. Is that okay?
Yes.
He died with your sin. In other words, you were placed on that cross even though you weren't there. How many say amen?
Right.
You were there, but you weren't there. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because he knew you. From the foundation of the earth, he knew everybody that would be on this planet, and he said, I will die for them all. Is that right? Great, great God. Hallelujah. Amen? Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. When does eternal life happen? Right now, when you got saved. The minute you got saved, doesn't happen when you die, because you're already dead. Is that right?
Amen.
Come on, I'm talking to you. Listen, listen. Everybody say, listen. It can't happen when you die because you're already dead. Is that right? So it had to happen when you gave your heart to the Lord and you died.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Come on. All right, hallelujah. Verse number 2 says, Hebrews 9:27. Look at this one. And it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. Okay. Well, the Bible, brother, says that we all have to die. We died. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Let me just get you to understand. You died. It was a beautiful thing what Jesus did. He took your sins. You died and you became
a living soul.
You became, I'm going to say, 1 Corinthians 5:17. You became, what's this? Out of order, huh, bro? Sorry. Just give me a second, he says. You became 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. When he took your sins on to that cross, you died. And then you became a what? New creature. Old things passed away. How many believe that?
Amen.
The word of God is telling you right there. It's what happened. Old things passed away and all things became what? Brand new. This is why when you go, if you ever go into a doctor's office and they're asking you for your history, give them the history and then you give them the scripture. But right here, I was saved and old things passed away. All things became new. I ain't getting cancer just because my daddy had cancer. I don't have high blood pressure because my mommy had high blood pressure or my dad. Right here, all things are brand spanking new.
Amen.
That's what it says. Is that right?
Yeah.
I agree with that. The word of God says it. Watch it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. It says this. Galatians chapter 2:20. Watch this. You guys know this one. I say it all the time. It says this. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Are you dead or not? Yeah, you are. The Bible says you are. This is what Paul's saying. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives where?
In me.
In you. He has given you all things that pertain to life and what?
Godliness.
Christ lives in you. And the life which you now live in the flesh, you live by what?
Faith of the Son of God.
By the faith of the Son of God. Whose faith?
By the Son of God.
Whose faith?
By the Son of God.
God's faith. Jesus' faith. It's his faith. That's why I say all things are brand new. Everything he gives you now is from him. His love, his joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Then the peace of God will pass, that passes all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind. Everything he gives you comes from him. It's his. And it says right here, the faith that I now have, I have by the faith of the Son of God. Did Jesus have big faith?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Come on. That's our example, leaving us an example that we might follow his steps. Amen? Amen. He had big faith. Hallelujah. Wow. Check it out. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 3:3. For you are dead. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
Is that clear or not?
Yes.
You're dead. You died. Why are you trying to live like you? Never mind. Like the world around you. Come on, bro. Sis. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the last one because I meant. Oh, I gave them to you because the last one I had was 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things pass away, all things become new. And the Word of God says that by his stripes, you were healed.
Yes.
You were. Without a doubt in God's mind, you are healed. Is that right?
Amen.
If you're healed, stand up.
Amen.
Because it's the Word of God. If you're healed, stand up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't do this all the time. Only when the Lord leads me to. I don't do altar calls unless the Lord tells me to give an altar call. I don't pray for the sick and the Lord says, pray for the sick. I don't want it to become just a routine and a rote that we do in this church. I want it, just like this word, when you come up to, I want the leading of the Spirit to be in operation in this house. How do you say amen to that?
Amen.
This is a house of worship. Hallelujah. This is not the house of Henry. This is not the house of the board of members or whatever. It is the house of worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's all it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I tell you, that's plenty.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And what the Lord said to me this morning was, he said, you haven't prayed, you haven't had them lay hands on themselves in a while. I want you to have them lay hands on themselves. Is that cool?
Amen.
So this is what you're going to do. Now you don't have to, I'm not forcing you, okay? But God says that by his stripes, you were healed. He's not playing. Can I say that? He's not messing around. His son died on a cross. He took the whipping on that tree, and he died for you. And the healing is a sure thing. Hallelujah. Your body might say one thing, but you keep talking to it. You say, yeah, but God's word says this. Use these scriptures that are given to you. Hey, I'm dead. What are you talking to me for? You can't. Listen, folks, I had COVID. In August of last year, I got COVID, and I was in probably 21 days altogether, 14 days with 103. And in that time, I was so weak, and in the middle of the night, I heard a voice said to me, you're over 60. I am going to kill you. I was so weak, I couldn't even respond. A few days before that, I was saying, God, I just don't feel good. I can't even read. I can't even think about your scripture. I mean, it could have been a sift, a perplexed place. I don't know. It was just, that spirit of infirmity had me captured. Can I say that? Anybody ever been there? Come on. Sometimes we get, but let me say something. While I was laying in that bed and I heard what I heard, I wasn't even trying to resist it. The word of God says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. How do you say amen?
Amen.
I knew who it was. All of a sudden within me, I got this effervescent, what did you say? I don't know. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what? I got this effervescent kind of feeling coming up in me. And out of my mouth said this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I that live. It's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. When that came rolling out of me, I'm just listening. I hear my voice speaking it. Ooh, I got all fired up. I said, you get out of my house. You can't kill me. I'm already dead. You can't twice kill somebody. How many say amen to that? You can't do it. Hallelujah. So I said, get out. I thought for sure, I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm going to feel good. No, man. I got up. My body was, man, I still feel, but something within me was all fired up. Can I tell you, these things are real. They're real. They're real. They're real. They're real. Do not let go of the things that God has done for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you to do, you can close your eyes if you want. That's fine. So if you would, grab your arm. Go like this. Grab your arms. Feel them guns you got. Amen? Come on, man. You get your hands off of your neighbor there. Get your hands off. Feel them guns. You feel them guns? Yeah. Lord, we thank you for your word. Father, your word says, by your stripes we've been healed. So, Father, we speak to our muscular system, Father, in the name of Jesus. We speak what you have said. We are healed. We are whole. We are complete. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for our muscular system. You say what I'm telling you. Say it. Hallelujah. Thank you for my muscular system. Hallelujah. Hey, place your fingers like this. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to begin to feel the healing that God has for you just beginning to show up. Place your fingers like this. You feel that little touch on the end. That there's nerve endings there. There's nerve endings on the end of your fingers. But I want you to say this. Father, I thank you for my nervous system. That it be according as your word says. I am whole and I am complete. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Place your hand on your heart. Place your hand on your heart. Speak this. Speak it loud. Father, I thank you for my circulatory system. According to your word, I am whole and I am complete. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you for my circulatory system. Hallelujah. Folks, that means your heart, your veins, everything. I don't care if you got varicose veins. It doesn't matter. Everything is according to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. He renews. He gives you good things to speak so that your youth is renewed as the eagles. We're speaking some good things here, folks. Listen, here it is. Here's Place your hand on your stomach. Oh, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for our digestive system. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak wholeness and completeness according to your word, that we are whole and complete. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody breathe in real deep. Place both hands. Come on. Hallelujah. It's a little different, isn't it? It's a little different. God, we thank you. I thank you for my respiratory system. Father, the transfer of oxygen, the release of carbon dioxide. Thank you, bro. Hallelujah. That my respiratory system operate exactly as you have designed it to. Thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got this one. It's called the senses operation. The senses, I called it sense operation. Is it, we're going to call it your five senses. Let's just go after your five senses. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your smelling. I guess this, I should say, you know, hey, Father, fix my nose. It's ugly. No, but just say, you're seeing, you're hearing, you're smelling, you're tasting, and you're touching. Okay? Those senses. Father, we thank you for the five senses you've given us, Father God, into the natural body. Father, thank you that each and every one of them are according to your design. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, gloria bocaria la boshanderede. I am not losing my sight. Say that. I'm not using my sight. I'm gaining. I'm not losing my hearing. I'm gaining. I'm not losing my smell. I'm not losing my taste. And I'm not losing my touch. According to the word of God, I am whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Gloria kavashande. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just kind of point to your... Break. Come on, man. How many know the word of God says God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a... Sound mind. Y'all know it. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do you walk in? Do you want to walk in? Do you believe it? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, I thank you for my mental system, the remembering and also the forgetting. But Father, the mental ability that you have placed within me, I thank you that it's whole and complete in Jesus' name. Amen? Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got one more. This one's kind of funny. But some of you are going to say, no, okay. But I'm going to say, everybody, just kind of put your hands together and say, Father, for my reproductive system. Uh-oh. All right, some of you need this. I mean, God said, put it in. I'm going to put it in there for the reproductive system. Can't even say it right. Reproductive system. Some of you really do need a touch. Some of you. Father, I thank you, Father. Father, I thank you, Father. If there's a young man, young lady in this house, Father God, that desire children, but they haven't had children. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are speaking this to them even now. Say this in Jesus' name. I pray for my reproductive system. That it be according to God's design. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you, when you go home, you're going to start feeling things a little bit because the Spirit of God is upon you for these things that you just spoke over yourself. Have you say amen to that? Amen. Come on. So I'm going to pray for you this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're doing, God. God, you said that you have given us, Father God, all things that pertain to life and godliness. And Father God, you led us into these things to speak over our own bodies. Father, in Jesus' name, I agree with every word that was spoken in this house by your children, by your people, in Jesus' name. Father, let wholeness be seen in the body of Christ, Father. Hallelujah. Death has no place. Sickness has no place in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.